You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. There is something quite extraordinary that happens before you enter into this world. Long before you arrive into the density of the third dimension, there's a series of moments when everything falls into place. It's a bit like watching a really intricate puzzle complete itself, except this puzzle is your entire life plan, and every piece that makes that plan successful has actually been chosen with exquisite care by your higher self and the souls who have agreed to journey alongside of you. And all of it is loaded into your manifestation field. It's like a backpack with everything you need for your next excursion, all packed and ready to come into being at precisely the right time when you need it. And in those moments just before incarnation, all the contracts are set in place between souls, the connections you will need are all established, the life plan with all its major ups and downs and choice points is mapped out, and all the resources that you will need to successfully navigate this incarnation are then placed into your manifestation field. Everything, every opportunity, every connection, every moment of perfect timing, every bit of money, every major must-do event, along with every resource required for you to fulfill what you came here to do, is preloaded and it's ready for you to access at the point when the timing's aligned. Now, of course, not every bit of your incarnation is going to be mapped out to the nth degree. It wouldn't be much of an exploration if that were the case, would it? But my belief is that there are some major, let's call them choice points, that are intended for you and for those around you and in a co-collaborative way. And it's an important thing to be able to step up to the plate when those things present themselves and just be ready to put your best foot forward. As you move then through your incarnation, as you reach different choice points in your life and you make the choices that go with them, the resources are intended to become activated. The various connections, the good fortune, even I suppose some of the obstacles and how you overcome them, well, they all become available at the time that you need them. How will you know that this is happening? Well, you'll become aware of a choice presenting itself to you. It might arrive in the way that you think about it, or it might be a realization. It might actually be a desire inside of you that surfaces from nowhere. It might be a longing that you can't quite explain, or a pull towards something that you've never experienced but somehow recognize. It can be that what you do is you enter a choice point in a relationship where you start to see that you need to make different choices, or it might be in a job. It can be all sorts of things, but you will know when you are at a choice point. Unfortunately, it's my, I suppose, experience that most people know the choice points, but they don't know it until the choice point has passed. And in some ways, what we need to do is develop an understanding, an awareness, if you like, that certain events might be those choice points. We might be in the centre of a choice point and, as it stands, simply not know about it yet. I always say to people, I know when I'm in a choice point, because something about it feels slightly sparkly. There's something about it that, even though it might not always feel good as I'm feeling it, it does feel a little bit like design. And if I can stick with it and I'm prepared to stay true to myself, that I know that things will always work for the best. So as you move through your incarnation, as you reach different choice points and you learn how to respond to those choice points at the time they're happening, rather than having to go over them and say, oh, you know what, 10 years ago, I think that was a choice point. Maybe I chose to go in a different direction than the one I was intended to go in. I mean, that's an entirely different show all of its own, isn't it? But when you reach these different choice points in life, in your manifestation field, these resources become activated and they wait to see whether you call them in, whether you're ready to receive them. As I said, it's the connections, the good fortune, even the obstacles that might strengthen you. They all become available at the time you need them, or they might become available just before. So, if you have a desire, let's say, that is a kind of message. It's a message from your higher self community. It lets you know that you've now begun to approach a particular part of your incarnational plan and activations are lining up, and the desire is the divine notification system where it's saying, do you know what? Tap, tap, tap on the shoulder. Look, this is ready for you now. This resource is activating. Pay attention. If this is true, and I really believe it to be so, then all of your desires are your desires because you're already aware of them in your manifestation field. It's like your sixth sense has been activated and you also know what comes next. They're not the things that you create from the invisible or something that does not yet exist. You're not going to get it through brute force or endeavour or willpower or wishcraft. They are actually already there. They're waiting to be unlocked and brought into manifestation. I do believe that wishing is a form of this, but just to wish for something and hope that it will happen, that's not what we're talking about. So I wonder, what then is hanging out in your manifestation field at the moment? And you know the answer to this because it will be the first desire that comes to mind. And you might be saying to me, oh, I've got such a desire to be able to sail around the planet. And for that, you will need a yacht and you will need a skill set. And others would go, oh, my desire is entirely different. My desire is to be able to grow my own food and watch things bloom in and things come to life from the soil. This is part of their individual incarnational plan. The person who desires to sail gets a manifestation field of maps and navigation and knowledge to help them be safe on the water and ways to understand a yacht and how it works and how it interacts with the elements of the water and the air. And they'll be able to read the skies and the stars. They need to know how to care for themselves while on a boat, especially if their journey means spending long stretches of time alone. And despite the fact that they might face challenges, they will be adequately equipped to accept those challenges and overcome them, because everything they need for a successful journey around the world is in their manifestation field already. It's designed to be. They would not have had the desire to circumnavigate the world in a yacht had that not been the plan. And the plan is always fully resourced. At the moment that you incarnate, all of these things are already in your future somewhere, in your future self's experience. And all of the resources you require including those desires and motivations and gifts. They are already in your manifestation field. They're there. They're waiting. So I would say your 2026 experiment can be, how do you unlock all the good things waiting for you in your incarnation? And here we are, thinking about manifestation from our earthly view, which is often the case in that we feel we are the starting point for everything, don't we? That we are somehow in control of key parts of this incarnational life. And I suppose we are to a certain degree. And we feel the root of our desire is some kind of impulse coming from deep within us, something that we feel we must fulfill, create or acquire. But that's not really how it works. It is something that's a kind of impulse, but it's not an impulse that originated with us. It originated at the point that all of those contracts and choice points and everything were put into place. So see the desire as an activating vibration. It's a kind of message, I suppose, telling you that in this part of your incarnation, this is coming online, and therefore you need these resources and opportunities and right time, right place connections. And they're all ready to birth from the immaterial into the material. And they're just waiting for you to activate your manifestation field. And you do that by being aligned with it vibrationally. It works in the most beautiful way. There are requirements, though, for this system. Of course there are, for it to function properly, like any good system would. Your manifestation field itself, it needs to be in good working order. And you need to have accepted the message that you've been given without then suddenly taking on all the responsibility and duty for how or why or when it takes place. After all, that's already been mapped out for you, hasn't it? If anything, I think the best advice I could suggest is to experiment with this. Approach this as if you intend to become a vibrational key. The key you focus on becoming is the key that will unlock the manifestation field of the most successful version of your future self, though. So then you'll be unlocking all the fabulousness in the manifestation field that that incredibly successful version of you will have. Yes, this is possible, and I've been experimenting with this successfully. As long as your manifestation field is functioning and you are prepared to be open to the desire as it's presented, to the activation of it, and also to allow it to birth, then whatever comes through will be successful for your incarnation. Whatever you receive is actually going to be for your benefit. You just have to make sure your manifestation field's not distorted or blocked in any way. The system itself is completely awesome. It's an exquisite, easy system if you're prepared to learn how to use it. And this is the 2026 experiment that I'm doing. I want to become the energetic frequency of the most successful version of my future self that I could have in this incarnation. And that future self, that energetic frequency, will create a very specific vibration. And if I can access and become that specific vibration, then I am the key that unlocks the manifestation field, and all that fabulousness will pour through. Recently then, as I explained on another recorded show, I decided to delve into this, and I chose a word I felt best describes the frequency of the future self that has achieved the outcome that I wish to achieve in the future. It felt like a much better option, you see, than choosing a vibration that aligns with me as I am now. Not that I have that much to moan about, but this is about actualization and reaching highs, isn't it? And then in a sleepy state, what I do between going to sleep and also when I first wake up, I just recite 10 times that I am the energy of what I feel my most successful future self is. And so I chose the word prosperity. I simply declare that I am prosperity. So there you have it. If you are working with manifestation and it's not seeming to be in flow for you, then I'd suggest, why don't you experiment with this way of getting into flow? Take a good, honest look at yourself and ask, am I who I know myself to be? Are the containers that are constraining me, making me somebody I am not? And I'll be honest with you, when you're someone you're not, any key that you hold will not unlock your manifestation field's fullest resources. And when you think, okay, if I can picture myself as being the someone that deep down I feel that I truly am, and find a vibration that I could use in order to define that and remind myself of that, then all of the goodness has to flow out of the manifestation field and into your life, into my life. Yes, it really is that simple. I've been experimenting with this. I'm only 20 days in, and I cannot tell you how amazing it's been. I've been waiting to share this week's show with you because of that. Be authentic and aligned. Find the right version of yourself that you would choose to be. Choose a vibration that is a perfect example of that, and then declare yourself and align yourself to it.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This week, we're all taking part, or I'm hoping you will do, in the 2026 experiment that I'm in the middle of. And I suppose the next part of this experiment really is a question. How do you know who your authentic self is? How do you know who the most successful version of yourself could possibly be in this incarnation? I think the first thing is that usually by the time we start asking these questions, many of our thoughts and beliefs have already been pre-remodeled and shaped to making any chance of us feeling authentic, and also to be able to have a vision of ourselves as that best version. Well, it makes it feel like a bit of a challenge, because somebody will have said to us that perhaps we're not good enough, or we're not capable enough, or we don't have the skills. Or they say, for example, that something like that isn't likely to happen to someone like you and I. But I'd ask you to stop and think again about this. Let's not focus on that. Let's focus on that best version of your future self. That best version of your future self wouldn't have been stopped or prevented from actualizing everything that they wanted to achieve by some comments that had been made by somebody at some stage, by an experience that they had had at some point. They had a vision, and you share that vision. It is in you as well. The only difference between you and that version of yourself is that they have already attained it. And so, by aligning yourself to the vibration of the version of yourself that has already overcome any and all obstacles and more, it makes you a vibrational key. Now, being authentic is a bit of a buzzword. It's used so very often now, isn't it? So what I want to suggest is that we take a really good look at what authentic truly means, because I want you to feel authentic. I want you to feel in some ways aligned to who you really are. Maybe aligned would be a better word to use instead of authentic. The year 2025 then, I think it was challenging for many people, because it became apparent that the systems that many of us had come to believe in, systems that we existed within and that we did rely upon, well, they seemed to be breaking down. And either these systems were no longer functioning, or there was something somewhat questionable and dubious about them. how authentic, how really properly aligned were they? I mean, did they truly represent what they said or what they implied? That's the alignment. That's the authenticity. Could there actually be a completely different agenda involved from what they were presenting? And so many systems do appear to be fragmenting. I'm not commenting on the systems. I'm just saying that originally many of those systems were put in place for a time which is not now, and to serve people in a way that perhaps people don't want to be served right now. And perhaps the people that those systems have come to serve are not serving everyone in the way that they suggest that they are. Now, we all can't affect these global systems, well, not initially anyway, and I think that's not how this works. My advice, if you were inviting it, would be to begin with the systems inside you and around you so that you can make those changes first. And that's because as you change some aspect of yourself, the world around you rearranges itself to come into coherence with that. If you want love, be love. If you want to stop war, be peace. Now, your systems don't need to be rigid containers, and I would suggest never place yourself in a container that is rigid, right? Systems should be adapted. Systems need to be reviewed and changed, because that's how they're improved. It's their evolution that is the key. And it always makes sense to try. I would like you to experiment. I'd like you to make discoveries in 2026. I would like you to find out, reconnect and remember who you actually are. The person that incarnated, not necessarily the person you are now. And rather than following any pathway that somebody else has predefined for you, are you willing to open yourself up long enough to peep inside and see the true you that's in there and the path that you are intended to have? I mean, of course, you can learn from and observe others, but being your authentic aligned self is very, very important. You're awesome, you're strong and you're capable and you are independent through and through. So I made the bold move this year of carving out time in a very specific way. And I also spoke about this in another of my shows. I haven't decided what to fill time with, simply that I need space for potentiality to land. In 2025, there was precious little space, and so a commitment of mine was to ensure that in 2026, there was ample provision for it. So just to summarise, on New Year's Eve, I decided to set aside some time to make space for those different kinds of tasks in my life that mean a lot to me. Tasks that hadn't, you know, or events that hadn't really had an opportunity to take shape before. What I did was this. I got a large wall calendar for 2026. I purchased three different coloured tapes, blue, orange and green. And then I sat New Year's Eve and marked out on that calendar for the entirety of 2026 what types of things I was going to focus on at different times. Every week contains blue days. The blue days run from Sunday after dinner until lunchtime on Tuesday. And although I will be doing many of my normal natural things during this time and every day of the week, my first choice, the lens that I use, the perspective I come from, is always going to be some kind of healing, some kind of water fasting, some kind of bathing in salt, something that ensures I'm well hydrated, something that allows me to focus on the best healing for myself and my home and my loving community. Blue means that type of healing is now provided for throughout 2026. I didn't say on those blue strips of tape what I would be doing. I was just setting aside a healing time. And then the rest of the week, Tuesday midday until Sunday night, that would be dedicated to either orange or green. I'm alternating 1 week orange, 1 week green, 1 week orange, 1 week green. And orange is time set aside for clients and therapy work. And green is set aside for purest potentiality. I can do anything I like in the green days, except for clients and therapy. And I can do anything I like in the orange days, except things for purest potentiality. The green is about being in service, and the orange is all about... Oh, no, it's the other way around. All right, the orange is about being in service, and the green is all about my own elevation and ensuring my own needs are met. Now, of course, this only works for me because it suits my lifestyle, and you might think this is a completely wrong approach for you, and that's the good thing about this. This is a system for me. But this is the approach that I'm experimenting with, given that 2025 left me no space to do all the things I felt I wanted to do. Blue, orange, blue, green. Blue, orange, blue, green. Systems, not containers, and experimentation, not goals. I want to see if this works. That's 2026. I'll be a consumer and a contributor. A consumer and a contributor. And on this large planner, I didn't write, as I said, what I was going to do. It's the strangest planner in the world because it's stuck on a wall and all you can see are these different coloured tapes. And friends and family ask me, you haven't filled out the planner yet? And I say, yes, I have. It's filled out for the year. And then I explain to them that there are blue options and orange options and green options. And I see what suits me at or more or less the time around when it arrives. This also gives me the opportunity to really feel into my identity. Who am I? How do I wish to be if I'm not in a container? The how you wish to be will enable the authentic, aligned you that you truly are to be able to step forward. And I was so happy to invest a year of my life to find out who I am in 2026. And I'd invite you to do the same. I feel that you may have changed from the last time you checked in with yourself. I know I certainly had. I keep a diary, and when I began reading patterns in the diary, as they started to emerge, it's almost as if the words and the concepts start to leap off the page for me. I work almost exclusively, I would say, in patterns. And patterns seem to be the way that the universe likes to communicate with me. And I mentioned in another context that I was learning a great deal about metaphysical thinking and experimenting and how we introduce ourselves on the universal energy grids. And I actually also spoke about that in a previous show on UK Health Radio as well. And the basic premise of this is that I need to declare to the universe who I believe my preferred future self is. Okay? And for me, that future self can be summed up very simply with the word prosperity and the vibration it holds. And if I can just say prosperity to me, it might not be to you, but prosperity to me is exceptional health, it's exceptional wealth, it's exceptional potential and exceptional happiness. And in my diary, I write this. I write all of the things that I can see that is coming that I would say is aligned with prosperity, with that exceptional health, wealth, potential and happiness. And every day, because I committed to do this for 30 days, I am still letting the universal energies know that I am showing up as prosperity. The point is that if your manifestation field is constantly listening, and it is, and it's constantly observing, which it is, are you letting those energies know that you are showing up as that which is aligned to your most successful future self? My most successful future self is prosperity. She carries that vibration, and therefore If I can align to that vibration, I become the key, and that key unlocks her and my manifestation field, and all the goodness flows and pours in. I'm showing up as prosperity because prosperity is aligned. Your manifestation field hears you declare yourself as prosperity, for example, and then it will respond accordingly. It says, oh, your prosperity, that means I need to unlock all of the unlimited health and the wealth and the potentiality and the happiness for you. I need to unlock whatever is in the energetic room of requirements that is due to arrive now that you are prosperity. That's how you unlock it.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What's rather funny about all of this experiment? And you'll have to forgive me in some ways because I'm only about 20 days in, was that just before Christmas, I had a conversation with a very good friend and we were talking about people in our social groups. And I made something of a mistake in that I said, I don't feel I'm particularly what people might call woo-woo. Woo-woo. It refers, I think, to mystical sorts of practices, spiritual practices, ones that can't be scientifically proven. Things like cards, oracle cards, or crystal healing, or channeling spirits, or working with energies. And it's often used to describe practices that feel a bit out there, or ungrounded, or not able to be proven, that it's really based on claims, and that people in the community sometimes use the term playfully about themselves, almost in a self-mocking way. But it, in people outside the communities, it's often also used to be quite dismissive or belittling of spiritual practices that don't seem to fit conventional scientific frameworks. Maybe it feels, you know, woo-woo feels as if something might be seen as a bit silly or frivolous or entertaining or not to be taken seriously. And I think that's why I wasn't happy to think of myself and the way I work as woo-woo. And yet, derogatory implications aside, I really am very much about oracle cards and crystal healing and mediumship and channeling spirits and most certainly working with energies. And I can't say energies are invisible because to me, they're 100% visible. I'd convinced myself, though, or somebody else has, that with the skill set I have, I should never describe myself as woo-woo. So you can imagine my surprise when I sat down, probably about a week ago, inspired in the middle of this grand experiment of 2026 that I am in, to find that I was becoming more and more drawn back to my divination roots. In fact, I started to be drawn back to my divination roots at the speed of light. And at first it was refreshing and I thought, oh, this is fun. I haven't done this in a while. This feels easeful and playful. And this is something that I used to enjoy so much. I wonder why I stopped doing this. Within days, I had channeled an entire oracle deck of my own, a complete oracle deck from start to finish. I know that this oracle deck is amazing. I know that it will be amazing. Well, where did that come from? Surely this would mean in some ways that I am authentically aligning to myself. And is part of that authentic alignment to accept head on that there may be something quite woo-woo about me. Now, my friend Daisy Foss, she'll be laughing at me if she hears this show. Daisy, I had a dilemma This was, I thought, way out of alignment with my identity, and yet it turns out, Daisy, that I think I might have been entirely wrong. She will be laughing at this if she hears it. So too will my guides and helpers and many other people that know me. I may have a form of identity, and yet others may see me in a completely different way. So yes, I'm going to embrace my woo-woo side. It seems to me that that's part of my aligned, authentic self, and it's unlocking my manifestation field. Otherwise, I would not have received that easeful download. I had been asking again and again for the universal energies to align with me. I'd been asking my manifestation field to unlock. And at the point where I was willing to let go and focus on the most successful version of myself, whoosh, those cards arrived. And I had a bit of a dilemma at first. Do I spend the time on the cards and accept that they have come through, or do I reject the cards and pretend that this wasn't really me, it wasn't really happening? My manifestation field knows what prosperity actually is for me. It knows what is in my manifestation field and that needs to be delivered so that I can achieve that future self prosperity. I must be this divination channel. Otherwise, I would not have been given this incredible oracle tool that those within the divination community would use and will come to value. It's really funny. It's like somebody amongst my guides saying, no, Amanda, don't turn your back on a part of your identity, whatever it is called by those who don't understand. This actually is very much who you are. You are a good medium. You are a good channel. You are really good at divination. Don't pretend to be someone you are not. So I chose to laugh. I chose to accept it. In my desire to perfect my energy work and the therapy I had birthed, perhaps I had forgotten a part of my soul where the gifts of divination and channeling is a really, really important aspect. Maybe my reaction to the word woo-woo was what shut me down and cut me off from all the resources available to me in this amazing manifestation field of mine. I downloaded the oracle cards and then came to the conclusion that this was something that someone, perhaps who is a tad woo-woo, would do, and I could do it really well. After all, we need our identity to be in alignment with the original design that was put in place for it, and I should not turn my back on it just because of something that someone has said or a name that's been given. What else then is in store for me if I accept this in my authentic self? The universe has such a dark sense of humour, so I've decided to allow it, and if it wants to giggle at me, so be it. Originally, I thought I was doing something completely different in 2026, but apparently I am not, and that's perfectly fine too, because I did ask for guidance, and I did declare my energy, and this is what has come first, so I'm not going to pick and choose. No doubt other things will come in time, and that's fine. But this is what is filling up the green boxes on my chart for the coming weeks, my oracle cards. I showed up as that beautiful vibrational frequency, and the universe immediately began to bring me into coherence with all other things that represent prosperity on a universal scale, and it entrained all energies around me enough to activate whatever was in my manifestation field. It activated enough to turn me into that key. The system's awesome. It's exquisite and it's easy if you can learn how to use it. This is the 2026 experiment to becoming an energetic frequency itself. The energetic frequency is the key because it always unlocks whatever is blocked All I've done, as I explained in my other shows and this one, was to choose a word that best describes the frequency of the future self that has achieved the outcome that I wish to achieve now. And then in the sleepy state between going to sleep and when I first wake up, I simply take the time to recite quietly, with intention, about 10 times, that I am that energy outcome. I am prosperity. What I learned in the first 20 days of doing this, yes, it's only been 20 days, is that you do have to be prepared to release and let go of anything you believe you are. Although it might have been correct due to the information and interpretation you had at the time, it could be that this is no longer who you are today, and that could be the very thing that's blocking the key from turning in your manifestation field. It's stopping whatever is awesome reaching you. This then is the 2026 experiment. Systems and experiments. A willingness to discover who you are and could become, and to allow your manifestation field to respond with everything it has been holding in trust for you since before you even took your first breath. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.